Welcome everyone to our work session tonight. We'll call it to order. We'll start with our department head reports. Library.
Lots of fun stuff happening at the library. We just did our art, street art fair. We had about 50 people come. It was good. The kids loved it. They've been doing sidewalk chalk all week, so I'm going to let them do that out on the sidewalk and make some art. Next week is Shark Week at the library. If you want to come to Shark Week. And then we have also teamed up with library. It's called Library Chef. And we are the first library in Utah to do this with them. And this is an online program. They can go in and go to our website. It'll be next week and click the link and go right to this and you can do it from home. You can cook with chefs and it's for kids and adults and teens and you can interact with them as you cook with them. You can pick whichever one you want to do. And then there's also called, so it kind of looks like this, and you kind of pick what you want to do.
Like what time they're on and stuff like that.
And they also have replays if you miss one you wanted to do. You just can't interact with them. And then we can also do it at the library if we want to have a day and have them come and do it there. But also we'll have a spice club. So you'll come into the library to pick up your spices for one of the things that they're going to be cooking. And that's just a way to have people come into the library.
How did you find out about that program?
They emailed me. Just an email. So I watched the demo and I thought it looked really fun. And she said, if you do this, you're the first one in Utah to do it. And maybe it'll pick up for other libraries.
And I'm sorry, did you say there's a cost associated?
Yeah, there's a cost. It was $500, I think. But I can split that between all my programs, children, adults, teens.
Okay, so if I were to do it, does it cost
you? No, there's no cost to you. Just to me as a library to get this on.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Is that here to teach people how to cook?
Yep, it will teach cooking and kitchen skills. It's a way to have community engagement. They can do it 24/7, anytime you want. And it's for all levels, designed for both beginners and experienced cooks. It's free to the patrons, easy setup. Just tells you what you need to do when you click on that link. And you can even do it on your mobile device, tablet.
Awesome.
Computer,
desktop. That's actually a pretty good service because it seems like the amount of people teaching kids and whoever cook these days is dwindling.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of fun. So I hope people will.
So on your spices, how do they know what spices
they give me a list of spices. I'll have to purchase them, but we just put, and they tell me how to put these little kits together. We just put so many together, and when they're gone, they're gone. We don't charge for that either. It's just a different cooking experience that they have. And then, like I said, they have the Junior Chef program, and this will be for kids, designed for kids 5 to 16 to pick and cook, and so I think it'll
be fun if you have them take pictures and you can do it on your bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Like put a picture of them with something they cooked.
Yeah.
As a community awareness kind of thing.
I can certainly ask them if whoever signs up if they want to do it. I've had people ask about it and they're excited to do it. I just have to wait for my link to get on there next week.
How fun.
And that's all that's happening in the library.
I have a question. Did you guys, okay, I think of this when I'm not in front of the library, and then when I walk, I think I know what I saw, but I don't remember for sure. Did you guys take down your electronic sign? Or is it still
there? It broke.
Oh, it broke?
The electronic sign
It was broke. It wouldn't work. And I tried to find the pamphlet that it came which was quite a while ago. I could not find it. I didn't know who...
We even had Golden Spark Electric come work to see if they could...
And they couldn't fix it, but I... One of the subcontractors, I think it was the, maybe it was just...
It's okay. I just was wondering, because I was like, wait, what happened?
We actually found somewhere that some people do fix those signs, but it was like almost $5,000.
Replace it, yeah.
So it would have just, it's easier to put a new one up.
For sure. Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
Which I did forget. We did also just receive a grant to get some new, we'll be getting two new 3D printers. We got a $5,000 grant for that, and one more computer, so.
And how did your event go, where you shut down the street? And
that was the art room.
That was my art room. Oh, that was, okay, great. Okay, awesome. Yeah, okay, great.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Okay, Park and Rec.
Okay, baseball, last games are tomorrow, and the softball last games will be next Thursday for the girls. Football registration will end on Sunday, and then we have the fall soccer registration started on July 1st. Fall soccer registration.
Okay.
We have.
So, just one question for you with the baseball. They're there till next Thursday.
Yeah, and the field will be in there. I start taking down the fence. Yeah,
are we going to be able to get that grass greened up a little bit for a guide?
Yesterday, I replaced a couple of those sprinklers, heads that weren't turning, and they started hitting those areas. And I think we'll be able to get it taken care of. If you go down and look at it today, it looks.
Yeah, the two dry spots are still there.
Yeah. Well, there's one that I may have to put a hose out there and just pull it out there. It's right behind third base. There's a really dry spot.
And then also, so you'll know, starting tomorrow, there's a reunion up there till Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'll just, like I say, I can water this side of the park and they can be over at the Bowery instead. We've started a deep clean of the cook shack, and currently the grill is unhooked and we've got pulled out from the wall. That whole back plate has been scrubbed down, grease is off of it. I am going to be very sticky on whoever uses that. If it's not cleaned back to the way that we've got it clean now, they will be back to do it. That's for Wheat and Beet Days, that's for anybody that uses that building, because we put a lot of time into it. The ventilation system, there's a filter that's up above that. We pulled that out, and just from the temperature of the heat, it's been dripping on the grill. And so we pulled that, and it is nice, shiny silver again. And so we've power washed, we sprayed the floors down. Pulled all the floor mats out, cleaned that all out, washed the floor, washed everything else, and now we're in the process of starting to put it all back together again, so.
Did you get your grill fixed?
Yeah.
And it's all good?
Yep, I pulled it all apart and cleaned the valves out and everything like that. Works fine.
Also on that back plate that you've had them wipe down, I know that when you cook hamburgers on there is no way that is not going to splash on that back thing. And by the time you turn that grill off and try and clean it, that is still pretty hot as you try and reach over the grill. So that's probably why that's never.
Well, I think we can get
wipe down
stuff
after the fact
and stuff like that to reach across it and do just fine.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it should be just as clean as they found it.
Right. When you clean the grill, please don't use wire, grill pads, or anything like that on the grill, because it's just no different than a Dutch oven stove. You season it, You always wipe it back down with some oil and stuff like that and leave it that way. And then before you fire it up and start cooking again, you do a clean, wipe it with oil again before you start. And
do you have an instruction sheet for people to
learn? No. So I can, we can probably work on getting something like that put together and put down there.
So if they have to sign an agreement, just like have that as part of that, that they have to abide by that.
Then we also started working on the cleanup for the park for Weed and Beat Days. We really need to have a high-powered hose more than what we got to blow out the dirt and everything that's built underneath the bleachers. We've tried doing that. There's just so much under there, we can't get it to move with the hose. So just a regular garden hose, it needs to have more than that.
Power washer.
Is it fire hose?
Yeah. Yeah, but where the frame is sitting on there, it's just built up, and you almost have to either scrape it out with the shovel or have something like a 2-inch hose.
Yeah, I was going to see if Travis could take the power washer up there that we have and
that might
spray underneath them. So.
The power washer doesn't work, huh?
Oh, I believe it does, but it's an abnormal pressure washer in the shop.
That's what I meant, it's pressure washer.
It's not that much cord. The hot ceiling, we have cord to get it there, but I think it's more work to drag that all down there and set up than just
get with the shovel.
I use the leaf blower, it's not working too.
And you're saving water.
You use what?
We tried using that spray nozzle one. It just bailed out to where you couldn't get it to move, and so. We'll skip that one for the moment. Clay Chernus gave me a call a little over a week ago. The high school has replaced their scoreboard down there with a new scoreboard and has offered me their scoreboard with a controller as well. So we're going to put that scoreboard at the other end of the football field so that when we have the split teams, the junior mites playing, we have a scoreboard running for each game instead of having someone sitting out on the field flipping and keeping track of time and stuff like that. So, in the electrical building, which is the new building over by the Bowery, we have the transformer inside the shed, and you open up that door and it is blistering hot on the inside there. There's no ventilation in that building, so I'm in the process of, I'm going to make some ventilations and put in the eaves at the top of that on each side so we can cool that down. And basically all I'm going to do is, after work, we can laser cut out some frame, put some bug screen behind it, but I'll just transfer holes, just drill holes through it, and then make it so we can at least get some ventilation moving through there. For the cook shack, I'd like to bring in an ice maker for the cook shack. And there's a PO for that, and it'll be covered in the next part of the meeting. But it'll be like the one similar to what's out here in the back. You can adjust it for the size of ice, but you can do, it'll make up to 40,000 cubes of ice in a 24-hour period. And so, and then we would just remove the old syrup thing in the dispenser that's down there and just use canned products to sell out of there. And we'll just get a couple more coolers for that, but then we'll have the ice down there. I know on the last, the Weed and Beat Days are all transporting it from here to down there. And this way we just have it set up and it'd be down there. And it would help us out on the cook shack and stuff as well.
Well, the thing with those, with the drink machine, it comes in those big boxes and we don't sell one box of each flavor for Weed and Beat Days. And so then, yeah.
And we also removed it. There's CO2. Carbon. I can't remember.
CO2 tank.
We moved that out of the cook shack and it's over in the maintenance building. If the health inspector come by and saw it down there without it being chained up or hooked up, he would be upset with that. So we just moved it.
They've already made an appointment. Library said they want to.
And then we'll make contact with, is it Coca-Cola? For all that stuff and see if they want to pick it up. And then the last thing I have, we were out of town this week and was up in Twin Falls, and where we was at, I just happened to see a animal control ordinance sign there, and so I took a picture of it, and I have emailed it to all your email addresses with a copy of the city park rules, which is also in your packet as well for approval. And if you'll take a look at that city ordinance, I think it's a good one to start with, and then we can just make a decision on how that we want to run it.
This is the one that I said, please bring with you, because I've had it and I've marked mine up.
But it has, it includes part of a nuisance, an animal nuisance, where if it's off the chain or off a leash and it's being annoying to other individuals, on a leash that's over 10 feet long and you're not cleaning up after your animal and stuff, it actually shows a fine of $156 for the fine. And I think that's negotiable. That's just what theirs was.
And interesting.
And just do that with that.
It's an interesting amount.
Yeah, well, the interesting part is it's $156.50.
Oh.
So.
It's very specific. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Any questions?
I have one question, actually.
Oh.
I think last year during, we phased out the football field, people were picking up pads and stuff during the stick barrel racing. Do you have anything that's going to be going on with that on Friday night down at the park?
The equipment will be handed out the first week. So we have the first practice starts on the 28th. The 30th, we have the splits, and so 31st.
About July or August?
Yes, of July, and then it starts August. So the 31st and Friday, we have to have all the equipment out because on Monday, the 4th, they're full pads.
Could all the equipment be out by the 31st of July?
No. Because we don't do it out until the teams are made, and that's on that'll be on that Wednesday, the 30th.
Okay. Okay.
And then, but you did remind me, when you want to go to put the flags in for the park, for the sprinkler, let me know and I'll come out and I'll turn those on so they'll just pop up. You just have to go along and stick them in instead of having to find them.
Okay. Put that, yeah. Okay.
Do you have flags for the sprinklers? Do you have flags for the sprinklers?
No, I don't have the
cable. Are they in the back? Do we still have some in the back? I think they're in the back shop. I think they picked them up.
Okay, thank you.
So when you do that, holler and he can turn them on so that you guys can...
What night do they start? Is it Wednesday night or Thursday?
At the park?
Yeah. Friday.
Thursday night they start with the spike ball.
Kickball.
Spike ball, not doing kickball. They're going to start Thursday from 7 to 9 and then Friday at 5. The English stuff will be started at the park.
Yeah, because all that will then be the far that the park places, and that's going to be really annoying. That makes it not like I have those flags, but that me and the boys could go around and start putting some of those in.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Sharon.
Okay, thank you. Public Works.
So we've been with the sewer plant having issues. We're finally turning a corner and getting things where they're needing to be. We've been running the press. We have been 5 days a week, and we're seeing the thermometer very, very slowly tapering off, and then it really started to catch up. And last month, I don't remember where it was last month, I want to say it was high fours. But as of now, so far in July, we haven't seen any thermometer really be in the 400s. It's been mid to low 300s, and today it was actually into the 200s. So we've made lots of progress there, and like all of the tanks are the cleanest I have ever seen them. Granted, I didn't see it ever start, but it is crazy how much clear water is in there, and everything seems like it's running way happier. We had, I guess you could call it a minor leak, was it yesterday, 2 days ago? Out on Canal Bank. there was a saddle. Well, originally we thought that the service had just pulled out of the cork stop, so we killed the line, and they already had it dug up. The plan was just trying to kill the cork because it's for that new building of
pews.
Yeah, that they're working on doing. So we shut the water down and dug down, turned the cork stop off, turned water back on, and what actually happened is the saddle had shifted on the line. So we had to turn water back off. It was off longer than we expected it to be, but we were only an hour and a half, 2 hours there. Got that handled, and then everything else water's been doing water things.
Good. How are the replacements going?
Replacements of meters?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been doing a lot of meter replacing this last little bit. Like, well, we did the project out back, hauling all the millings in and all the road base out, and that took longer than I expected to, but that looks a lot nicer now, and
good.
And working on getting weeds killed, and
good.
A lot of time has been at the plant.
Nice.
And getting more than one person trained on it, so if I'm not at work, it's not a, what do we do? Everybody
right.
knows what to do when I'm not here.
Good.
Let me see.
Thanks,
Travis, one question I have for you. Were you up on this lot that we got bids on 400 East? Do we have a map that shows exactly where the water line goes to and where the sewer line goes to?
We don't have any maps of any services because we're only responsible for sewer main lines, the laterals, and then for water, it's feeding the barrel.
Okay, but do we know how far our sewer line and water line go on 400 East?
You're saying down to that
walk
tie into?
Mm-hmm.
I have to
look
the map
that I'm off. Okay, if you can do that in the morning, because I need to let them know, because I know when we talked, was it you, Josh, that said you thought it was stubbed down that direction?
Well, it's down there far enough. You've got all them apartments on it.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Let's see. Lynette's not here. What did she send with you?
She just wanted me to remind everybody about the stick horse barrel race. It is on Friday night, not Saturday. A lot of people, including myself, for some reason thought last year that it was Saturday, but it's Friday night.
And it is a fundraiser,
so there's a $5 entry fee that all of that goes to the emergency preparedness. And it's Friday night, 6 o'clock. Be there. With your stick horse it's up at the Garland Park. Yeah, I'm trying to see if it actually says, I'm sure it says that on here somewhere.
No, it's not on Sally Crow, it's on a Ball Diamond.
Oh yeah, it looks like it goes around the Ball Diamond. Mm-hmm.
The next
does it say
this is where this is where that is.
Yeah, it says it's allowed to go either right or left first.
Yeah, it just doesn't say what diamond.
Yeah, it doesn't say what diamond. But I'm sure that there will be people up there directing people.
She sent out those flyers.
Yeah, it doesn't say that I'm seeing right off, but she'll be up there.
And if you show up at the park, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
It's not on the football field. It's not on Sally Ball. It's at the park.
And there are different age divisions too, like 2 to 3 year olds up to 18 and over. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like 6 different divisions, so this should be fun.
18 and over can mean a lot of different people.
18 and over is a very inclusive group.
That's the anime, the race of the stickers. That's like you're going to come race your stick horse.
No, you're not too old. 18 and over.
She's not 18 anymore.
No, she's older than 18
and over. 18 and over, so that means...
99, it's wide open.
I'll bring my stick horse.
If you don't have one, I can loan you one.
Yes, we would
Days.
Like to excuse Lynette, so, Steiner, please.
I can hardly walk.
Oh, you were hiding.
I'm standing up.
So for the Wheat and Beet Days Parade, I have the permit. That's all obtained. We're good to go with that. I'm going to have more officers this year to be at each intersection.
On the parade route?
On the parade route, just to hopefully avoid something big from happening. So in the next few days, we'll put it in your flyer. I'll try to get a detour map or route to you guys for that. So, Mayor called me today about a warrant. There was a warrant served in Garland today. It wasn't our agency. It was Strike Force. From my understanding, it was a narcotics warrant, and that's about as much as I know right now. So, everything went well. I'm starting to get bids for fleet for this year, and so I'll be coming to you guys in the coming weeks with some numbers on that. I'm putting together a team of officers for a community outreach team, and the purpose of that is we'd like to do a quarterly event where the officers are doing something for the public. So whether it's a national night out or going and having a booth at Meet and Beat Days or something, we're going to go that, try to shift that way. So if you guys have suggestions, let us know. And then we just opened our sergeant promotion position. So we have one position open and we have four, I believe, that are interested. So we'll be interviewing and testing for our sergeant.
When does that close?
That's closed. The testing will be the end of this month, first part of August.
So the decision will be made mid, end of August?
I would say early August. So,
nice.
And when they move into that role, that's to be determined, but this selection will be made by nice. Then, so.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion for your community outreach activity? The youth council has contacted me and they wanted to have a dunk tank and they were looking for people that would volunteer to be dunked.
Throw a bunch of cops out there.
Million balls for like $5 as a fundraiser.
We might even be able to raise the price if there's cops in there.
So I know.
That's easy, really.
Yeah, we would do that. I know Brigham City actually, they're doing that was it the 4th?
The 4th.
And I can't remember what the cause was. There's a cause behind it that they were doing it. But yeah, tell them we'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay.
So.
I will.
And then something was brought up to me today for you guys to consider. So right now you guys have your part-time shelter tech, which is doing awesome for us. Julie and Charlie would like to come up and start doing some more cat trapping up in the Garland area to help with your guys' cat problem. Currently, Charlie works, I think she works 20 hours a week. And when Julie was in, she was at 29. During the trapping process and to see if that is, if it's a good investment for the city, would you guys be open to me authorizing 9 more hours a week for them to try to trap up here?
We're just in budgets.
Well, it's already in the budget. We have a code enforcement officer spot.
Well, I know that, like, when we did budgets, it was put in for her for 20 hours.
Correct, but there's a code enforcement officer in there that's not being used right now. So there's an empty spot there.
Yeah, there's a possibility we may have one, and I hopefully will know something Tuesday.
And if we do, then we just say no, but okay. If that works out, are you guys okay to do that, to give her a little more time to do that? Or?
Yes, they'll also help us with dogs.
Okay. Let's talk tomorrow.
Okay.
Any questions, concerns?
I was walking by the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that side window on the west side is broken.
Okay.
It looks like a new break. I don't think it was broken before, but...
It hasn't been a month since you were in there last, has it?
Last time I was in there, I almost got run over. So I walked out in front of Tina when she was driving down the road. So no, I'd have to look. It's probably been over a month, I'd guess.
Did that back area get closed off?
No.
They shut the front off. I haven't been around back in who knows how long.
It's still open.
So.
Okay. Can that be a condemn? Can that building be condemned? Or
that's our next step.
Next project. Okay. It's not safe.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all for me.
Thanks. Have a busy weekend.
We'll do. Thank you, guys.
My family's involved in all the incidents, so.
Well, thank you. So,
thank you for what you do.
We are part of the solution. Oh, okay. Well, my daughter was the last person seeing this teenager. So we were able to help put a timeline together to find it.
Okay. Cool. Does it look like we got anybody from the fire department?
I
know as far as fire, the guy from Public Surplus, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Came up, in fact, two of them came up, they looked at that, they went back, did some stuff, they ended up doing a conference call with Crystal and Tiffany and I, and we have listed it for $25,000. They thought it was in pretty good shape, it looked good, not many miles, so they said let's start there.
The miles are inaccurate.
Well, that's a good time to know that.
It's been told, yeah. That's not the actual line. The price number doesn't have holes in the line. It doesn't have holes on, but that is not the actual line.
Is that high miles or low miles?
They probably have very low miles.
No, I'm saying
it's like 2,600 or something was on.
Asking, are the miles actually higher than that?
Hasn't worked for 10 or 12 years or longer.
Oh, so it's a broken odometer. Okay.
Well, when that does sell, where does that money go?
Into the general fund.
Not towards our fire truck that we have?
That's why it goes in the general fund, so that we can use it for a payment.
Okay.
On the fire truck, and we did make our first payment on the new fire truck today. So, yeah. Do you have anything with the fire department, Josh? Anything else?
We came up pretty good. We had more medicals, only had one fire.
That's great for both the time you can.
And it was out before we got there, so.
Even better.
And then guys are asking about paychecks. We're late.
Eli, you want me to tell you the story? Steve emailed Tiffany at 8:30 on June 29th. That gives her June 30th to get those out. So now when she gets them, she has never done this before, and when she goes in, she's seeing some of the pay discrepancy. So she starts pulling a resolution, sees what the numbers are, tries to get hold of Steve. Steve says, no, that's not what they are. So now Kristen and her look for an amendment or a updated resolution, whatever. They ended up finding that. But you have people on the fire department that have never filled out any of the paperwork we need for paychecks. And you've got two of them on there that need to be paid. And Tiffany can't do any of them until she has that. So one came in today, the other one she hasn't been able to get hold of. So that's the scoop on the fire department. It's not that the city's not willing to pay him, we're more than willing to pay him. We want to get him paid, we wanted it on last year's budget. But when you guys have a new fire person come, they need to come to the city and get the paperwork, because that has to be filled out and sent in within 3 days.
Hold up a piece of paper.
Yeah, we don't have any social security number to put it under. We don't have any. Yeah. They've got to fill out the same paperwork that
a full time. Withholding all of them because you don't have information for one person.
Two people.
Because it all goes out at the same time.
Is it not possible? That
doesn't
make sense.
So, well, in order for it to go on last year's budget, it all has to go out at the same time. Otherwise, if she cuts a check for the ones that are there, then when she goes in and puts in the other ones, it's going to come to this year.
It would be easier to do one budget.
And it would be, yes, it would be easier to do one budget adjustment, so that's why Tiffany is doing it that way. It's not because Linda don't want them to be paid. I want them to be paid. I want it off.
Well,
our books for another 6 months.
9 days after
they're... She's been in contact with Steve. She's been talking to Steve. And we're still waiting.
All right.
So.
One more knock. In front of the public, I need those two names so I can help work on it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anything else from the department heads?
Yes, come on up.
I was just going to let you know that I got a bearing replaced on
the lawnmower.
And so it's working fine now.
Good. Anything else from up here?
I feel like this is an unusual circumstance.
We're missing two of us, so. Yes, we will. Excuse whoever was going to be here to fire in the net, so.
And she didn't have much to report, so. So we will adjourn from our work session.
I know, that's...
I wish we could start our next meeting.
That's what I was just going to tell